Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm kind of laughing when I just heard her say in my intro, let's get clear, and actually my guest today has a book, and the name of it is Clear. So how about that? Welcome to this wonderful Thursday morning. We're very excited in Pennsylvania to have a second day of no rain. So we're going to go have a beautiful rest of the day today after the show. Just want to remind you, our call-in number is 800-930-2819. By all means, call in if you have any questions for our guest or for me today. At the end of the show, we're going to be giving away our guest book. The book is called Change Works with Clear by Julie Roberts. She's a PhD, and she'll be joining us in just about 2 minutes. I'd like to read our a quote today, and I think it kind of ties into the subject matter of what we're going to be talking about on the show today. It's by the philosopher Camus. If there is a sin against life, it consists perhaps not so much of despairing in life as in hoping for another life and eluding the implacable grandeur of this life. So with no further ado, let's get right to Julie. Julie, are you there?
I am.
I am going to just send a little note to my producer saying that there's a lot of noise in the background today.
Yeah, I can hear that.
So I'm sure he will take care of that right away. Welcome to the show. So Thank Julie you. Roberts lives right in my area, so it's exciting to have somebody local. And then my producer just said he's taking care of that background noise. She lives right in my area, so it's nice to have someone very near me who is doing kind of the same work that I do, although she does something a little bit different. So Julie is a PhD, and Julie, I'm going to let you explain what your PhD is because it's a little bit more involved than just saying psychology. So tell us what your PhD is in.
Well, the technical term is psychoeducational processes. So it combines education and psychology and group process. A lot of group work and with a specialty in organizational development. So, you know, there's a lot around leadership development and building people's skills as leaders and as people. And that means understanding people. So, it's a interesting PhD that doesn't exist anymore, actually. The program, it doesn't exist at Temple anymore.
Well, you know, I really want to talk today a little bit about that, what it means to develop leaders. And so let's just hold that thought for a moment. Give us a little bit of your background, because you worked in organizational coaching for a long time, and then you switched to doing something else. Tell us about both of those.
Well, I started out working with a group called the Napier Group and traveled around the country mostly and sometimes the world doing leadership development, team building, conflict resolution, mostly working with executive teams and with the understanding that they have the biggest impact on the organization. I really enjoyed that work, but it took me away from home too much, and I actually got sick with Lyme disease and needed to cut back and decided to really stop doing it because it was, for a number of reasons. The main reason was that Well, there's probably a number of equally important reasons. One was that I was sick, and the other was that I really wanted to develop my intuition. I felt like a lot of the work I did was out of my left brain, and I wanted to come from a different place in my work, and I wanted it to come from sort of the core of who I was. And it took me a while to figure out, a couple of years to figure out what that meant and what that was. And gradually I found, actually by working on myself and finding something that really allowed me to change for the first time in my life easily, without a lot of effort. And that was the energy psychology, which is a combination of bilateral stimulation, or EMDR, and oh my gosh, I just saw a baby deer run by. About a couple feet high. Oh God, it was so cute.
Welcome to our head. Same way here.
Anyway, the acupressure point therapy, which is often people, the most well-known one is EFT, emotional field therapy. I have combined a number of those things that I've learned that have healed me, and I just found that it was something that I had to do because it helped me so much.
Yeah, you know, you said something really interesting, and it's something that I say all the time, and that, let's see if we're both in agreement about it. I always say that a coach cannot take a client anywhere where they have not been themselves.
Yeah.
So it's so important for a coach, for, you know, for anyone doing any work with anyone, to really continue doing their own work. And the deeper our work becomes, the deeper we can take our clients into themselves. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of what I write about and what I help people with are things that have helped me. And that's not to say my clients don't teach me. They absolutely teach me, you know, and I learn from them all the time. But yes, I think, you know, it's very important to go through it yourself. And I don't think, my experience has been that a lot of people say, well, I'm done with my parents. I dealt with that. And I don't see it that way. I think there's something else. And some of the reason why I believe that is because I think we're all connected and we're all here, and we all have, can at least connect to others' issues through the field. So in my mind, there's always something to clear.
Yeah, we're never done. We finish this, and there's something below it, always. Yeah, you said another thing that I also agree with completely, which is that we learn from our clients. I actually was I hosted a workshop, and it was a peer coaching workshop, and the thing that I was teaching was synchronicity between coach and client, because I believe that the universe keeps a balance. So we're working with our client on their issues, and our client at some point will trigger an issue of our own.
Absolutely.
Which of course we need to manage within the session, but we should take that issue immediately to our own coach and work on that. And that is
absolutely
the synchronicity, yes, between coach and client.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, we miss the gift if we don't take note of that as coaches. Because I really do believe that it is a balance between really all everything, and so especially between coach and client, that we get so much from them as a gift to them.
I've gotten to the point where I see my triggering as a gift, because then it's something else I can clear. You know, it's like, oh, good, something else I can clear, and that more I clear, the more I would say, and there's lots of ways to say it, but one mind, meditator's mind, calm, peace, ease, love, whatever I feel, you know. So,
we're up on a break in about 2 minutes. So I just want to start touching base about what it is that you do. I know you hold workshops. So just tell us quickly about what workshops you hold. And I know there's one coming up in September called, was it Family Constellation?
Yes. Yes. Well, I do a number of different workshops. The next one actually is this Saturday. I do Train the Trainer workshop, and that's a year-long program where people learn my methodology. And then there's a CLEAR 3-day, which in July, the last weekend of July, and in that workshop I show people the methodology, teach them a simplified version, do family constellation work, and to do the healing work. And then, like you said, in the fall, there's a family constellation workshop, which is a 1-day. I think it would take a little more than a minute to explain that.
So yeah.
Well, and then I also run something called the Group Leadership Intensive, which is a leadership program and teaching people how to facilitate small groups.
So we're going to cut to break in about 45 seconds, but I'm curious about the Train the Trainer. Are you training coaches? Who is it that you're training in those?
A lot of people are coaches. There's a social worker. There's some people who aren't sure what they're going to do. I would say the majority of people are coaches, yes.
And is it accredited by the ICF?
No, it's not. It depends. I'm going to probably get it accredited by ASAP.
So then it would. Oh, okay, great.
Comprehensive energy. Okay.
Yeah. I know the ICF has two levels. They have A level and B level, and B level still counts for hours for those people who are working on their accreditation. Okay, we're going to cut to break right now. So if you would like to listen along, you can go to www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Take a look at our website while we're on break. If you have any questions and you'd like to call in, our number is 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence. You are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. And today we have our guest, Julie Roberts. She's a PhD. She has a book out called Change Works with CLEAR. And we're going to be asking her some questions about that in a moment. If you'd like to call in and ask questions of me or of Julie, please give us a call. The number is 800-930-2819. At the end of the show, we're going to be giving away a copy of Julie's book. And you'll have to call in to get that. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about the book. It says on the title page, Change Works with CLEAR, Clearing Limits Energetically with Acupressure Release. Tell us about this.
The book is a how-to book that walks through the process of the methodology that I've created. And the methodology is a combination of a number of different methods, including bilateral stimulation, or EMDR, and acupressure point therapy, or some people know that as EFT, and somatic experiencing, which is using the feeling, the feelings in the body. So there's a letting the body process what's happened in the past so that it can release it. and there's a few other methods that are in there, but those are the major ones. And muscle testing, which is I use for diagnostic purposes and to see if the body is responding and if the trauma is clear.
And that's kinesiology, correct?
Right.
We had a little conversation before we went on air about how some of this stuff sounds a little weird.
Yeah, it does.
And so let's just jump right into that and talk a little bit about that. I don't know how it has been for you, but for me in my practice, and I work with high-end executives, CEOs, they really do want to go beneath. They often present as this very strong, I'm the boss kind of personality. But when we start working, what ends up happening is we start getting deeper and deeper. And the questions then become about who am I? What am I supposed to be doing here? How can I affect the world? And that's what makes it so yummy to work with higher end executives, because they are the ones who can affect the world. And that makes it just delicious for me. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about I hate to use the word woo-woo because I don't want to scare people off, but there really certainly is a movement towards more inner, energetic work, more inner exploration, more discovery about oneself.
It's an interesting thing because what CLEAR does is it clears patterns and what I call blocks in our system that are put there by our experiences, what I say are negative reactions or responses to the experiences that we have as we go through our life. So those blocks then sort of define how we go through life. We expect bad things to happen because bad things happened when we were younger. And this process actually clears those expectations out. And this is why change is then easy, because those expectations are just not there anymore. And then what happens is the person's real being sort of shines through. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's sort of how I see it working.
Well, it makes sense to me because I'm a Reiki master. I do energetic work, and I work energetically with my clients, sometimes even when they're not realizing it. But, you know, when we talk about the energy and the acupressure, clearing the blocks, this is very much, if someone knows anything about acupuncture, these are basically the same meridians, aren't they?
Yes. There's 14 meridians on the body that are used in this process, and all of those meridians are associated with emotions. So what you find as you clear, as you're using those meridians and working on the issue, typically you have feelings that are just sort of registered in that meridian. So if, like, the outer eye point, for example, is the rage point, and often people will talk about how angry they are about something that happened. Mm-hmm. To me, that's just sort of evidence that it works. Though there's lots of new scientific evidence that there's that they can measure differences in the acupressure points in the electromagnetic energy output of those areas than just any area on the body. So they are finding more sort of evidence that there is something going on there, though we don't really know what it is.
So when you're working with a person, what is the process? They call you to have the first, you know, let's talk about this, and then what happens from there?
Well, I work in basically most of the time I work in 2-hour sessions because it takes a while to really for people to talk about the issue and the origins of that, and then it takes another while to actually clear all of that. And my goal is for the person to leave with whatever the major issue is cleared, and. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean that, like, if I come with the issue being my mother, that in 2-hour session I'm going to clear my mother. I've been working on my mother for, my whole life, really. So, but the general issue that, you know, that's bothering me, like, my husband triggers me when he says certain things, you know, that would be cleared and by the time the person leaves. So they'll come in and sit down and talk to me about what's going on and what they want out of the session, what would be, how they would be if this really worked for them. And then I'll take some notes, and what I'm looking for are blocking beliefs and the issues that need to be cleared. And then I will sit next to them and muscle test. And muscle testing will tell us where to start and what method to use to clear, whether it's the points or the EMDR. And then we'll do the clearing process. And then I'll test again with the muscle testing to make sure that it's clear.
I'm very curious about this. Will they feel ease by the time they leave around the issue, or is it something that takes a few days? I know that when I'm giving Reiki to someone, they are certainly feeling it on the table, but they can continue to have improvement for the next 3 to 5 days easily.
Well, I think that's true, too. I mean, they've shown with the EMDR that it works for 24 hours. A lot of times people feel lighter at the end of a session. Sometimes they feel energized. Sometimes they feel exhausted. Sometimes people go home and sleep and then feel better, you know, the next few days. It just varies a lot. But typically people will say they feel lighter. And oftentimes I'll talk to people after a session and I'll ask them how they're feeling. And, you know, people will say things like, well, I definitely feel better. Or they might say, well, I don't know if it worked or not, but it doesn't bother me anymore. So it's like, well, yeah, then I think it worked.
Yeah, I'm not sure if those stitches work, but I'm not bleeding anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's a classic that I hear, you know. It's like, yeah, I don't think it really worked, but this and this and this is different in my life, you know.
So. You know, I am so curious about, was there an event that happened to you that made you just flip out of the organizational work that you were doing and into, I know you said that you were sick, but what was the, and you know, welcome to Chester County, the tick capital of the world.
Right.
We're coming up on a break in 2 minutes. I'm just curious, was there a single event that you had that aha moment that you need to go into this more intuitional, energetic work?
I don't think it was a moment. I think it was just exhaustion from working so hard to be in my left brain and make it all work. You know, it was like it was too hard, and I wanted it to be easier. And it felt to me like if I could come from a sort of whole brain intuition place, that it would be easier.
Mm-hmm. And had you had any experience in intuitional work or energetic work before this?
I did things like I spent 4 months on a mountaintop in Colorado meditating and doing psychodrama and living in a lean-to and meditating. I mean, I'd done TM for many years and, you know, a lot of different spiritual practices, rebirthing, and I knew that there was another way. I knew there was another world, and I didn't feel like I was accessing it in the organizational work that I was doing.
Okay, we're up on a break. I just want to tell your email or your website address, which is www.changeworksinc.com. That's changeworks with an S, inc.com. And all of the methodologies of things that Julie's been talking about on the show so far are on her website. So on the break, if you'd like to run and quickly check her out, we'll be right back and continue our discussion. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
We're speaking with Julie Roberts. She is the author of the book called Change Works with CLEAR. And we're going to continue talking a little bit more about the CLEAR method. Julie, tell me, what issues do people present with when they come to work with you?
Oh, my gosh, it's so varied. but it's almost always something that's blocking them in their life, something that's, you know, I mean, it could be depression, it could be lack of motivation, it could be anxiety, it could be anything that makes them not as effective as they want to be or not feel as good as they want to feel. So there's all kinds of reasons, you know.
So if someone... Let's just really put this down on the ground. If somebody is having an issue with money, or they're having an issue, you know, someone's been married 5 times and they're still looking for the right one, and they're not able to sustain long term relationships. Is that something?
Yes, all of that. I mean, your question about money makes me remember an early client I had, and we dedicated one session to money because she had a number of blocks around it, and the next session we had, she came in and she was like, "Oh my God, I think it worked." The day after the session, she was informed that she was going to get a raise at work. And then that weekend, she went to see her mother, and her mother gave her a bag of money that she then bought a car with. And then she had gone to a number of different garage sales or yard sales and found a couple of the sort of large ticket item kitchen appliances that she needed for like $5. So she was so thrilled. So sometimes, I mean, it's not always that dramatic, but
a good story, for sure.
Yeah, people come with, there's a client who was always in abusive relationships, and she is now married to a very nice man, just a sweet man. And, you know, so those kinds of things happen a lot.
Mm-hmm. How long does a client work with you?
Again, it really depends on on the person. And, you know, sometimes it's one session. Usually it's not. It's more than that. I have clients who work with me, you know, fairly regularly over a period of a few years. Fairly regularly, it might be a month or every 2 months, or I have a client who sees me every 3 months, and, you know, any variation of that. But typically, an issue like depression would be maybe 6 to 10 sessions over a period of a year, something like that.
So tell us some more results. You know what? Before we get to that, let me ask you this question, because I know that the methodology that I use in coaching is kind of the same methodology that you use initially, because the very first thing you do, step one, is identifying the issue.
Yeah.
And we know as coaches that the presenting issue is never really the issue. And so how is it that you get to the real issue so that you know you're working on the right thing?
Well, you know, I really trust the process of the client. I mean, the muscle testing is all about what is going on with the client, and trusting not the mind of the client but the body of the client. So I'm listening very carefully for things that sound like blocking beliefs, and the sort of triggering issues. And I know from the work that I do that there's always something. I want to qualify the always, but with one other thing, which I'll get to at the end. But other than that, there's always an origin, something that happened in your past that is being re-triggered by the current situation. And what we're trying to get at is clearing that origin, that something from the past that's impacting the current situation. And the exception to that would be something that happened like a car accident or some trauma that is a fairly new, though often those kinds of traumas will also go in the same file as an older trauma.
Mm-hmm. The step two is reversals. What is that?
Say that again.
With your clear, step two is reversals. What is reversals?
I'm not exactly sure what it's referring to, but usually reversal is something that's going on in the body that is causing the body to be energetically reversed, that is something that you can tell with muscle testing. If the person is consistently weak, then there's a reversal in the system. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm looking in Chapter 7 where it says Step 1, Step 2. But Step 1 is identifying the issue, 2 is reversals, and then 3 is muscle testing.
So that's just checking to make sure that the person's not reversed, which is just a simple muscle test of, you know, a yes or a no. And if their arm is consistently weak, like I said, then they're reversed. And that can happen for a number of reasons. But it means energetically your body is weak, and the muscles are weak. And that can be caused from something you ate, or a lack of hydration, or I had one client that was reversed a lot, and it was because she was on chemo, and so the poisons were in her system.
Yeah, let's talk a moment about the muscle testing. So we know that this, for those who are not familiar with what we're talking about, this is basically kinesiology. If you've ever read the book Power versus Force, the book is all about that.
Great book.
How is it? Just explain the process of it, Julie, so that our listeners can understand what that means.
Well, the muscle testing is based on the idea that the body registers a strength when it's around something that's positive, and muscle weakness when there's something around it that's negative. So, for example, if you held something that you were allergic to in the palm of your hand and then tried to muscle test it, your arm would go weak. And the muscle testing is done typically by holding the arm straight out in front of you and pushing down while the person who's being muscle tested resists that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a test of strength. It's a check. It's a sort of a check. Can you hold your arm firm? And then when you say yes, the arm will stay firm. And when you say no, the arm will go weak. And so you can ask a question like or make a statement like start with this particular issue, and if the arm is strong, then that means yes, and that's the issue we'll start with. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's a little
yes.
hard to describe without seeing it.
Yeah, it does make sense. I'm a big believer that our bodies have all the wisdom we need. It knows everything. And one of the things that I do with my own clients is I teach them to start rehearing the messages their bodies are giving them.
Absolutely.
Because our bodies tell us everything. Go ahead.
It's that's what this whole therapy is based on, is the idea that your body knows what it needs. And if we follow that, we can heal, you know, and it's the healing is the way that the body needs it to be.
Yeah.
So I absolutely believe that. And I think one of the things that our society does is it teaches us not to listen to our bodies. It's a, you know, we're told don't feel that, don't think that, don't, you know, and it's like, so you're taught that your feelings are wrong or bad or you shouldn't have them. And that begins this process of not honoring ourselves and our bodies and what we, you know, what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, and if you're not feeling good, please just take a pill. And yeah, that'll take that away. And, you know, it was interesting. I read an article not too long ago about depression. And what the author was saying was, you know, your depression might be your body telling you that you're not happy where you are, that something needs to change.
Absolutely.
And by changing that thing, that depression will go away.
Absolutely. And, it, you know, one of the things that I noticed, Karen, with this work is that oftentimes people's physical symptoms go away when they do this work. I'm a believer that a lot of the physical issues that we have are the result of this these blocks that get stuck in our body, and when there's blocks stuck in our body, the energetic isn't what it should be in order for us to be at our optimum health, and so eventually that leads to physical illness. So a lot of times, this work helps people physically, and specifically helps with allergies. I've noticed people get over allergies as a result of the work.
What's coming to my mind, we're right up against a break, and we'll pick this up when we come back. But people who have fibromyalgia, I'm wondering how this methodology works on that. Again, we're going to be giving Julie's book away at the end of the show, so now would be the time to be calling in. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. When we come back, we're going to be picking up the fibromyalgia question and also giving Julie's contact information so that you're able to reach out to her directly. Thanks very much, and we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stefan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. You are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence, and we are speaking today to Julie Roberts. When we went to break, Julie, I was asking the question about fibromyalgia and the work that you do. Do you have any experience with that?
Yeah, I have a few clients that have it, and you know, I think that I've seen improvement as long as they're really listening to themselves and working with their, you know, honoring themselves, I guess, is one way of saying it, not denying their who they are and what they feel. And also, you know, it's individual and it depends on the person, but there is usually some healing thing that needs to happen there. And some work that needs to be done or something that needs to be cleared around some past thing. And, you know, I use a book called Messages from the Body that is an amazing sort of reference book for physical manifestations. It's the messages from the body and their psychological meaning. So, you know, I'll read what he says in the book, Michael Lincoln says in the book, and, you know, and the person will say what, you know, what resonates with them, and then we'll clear that.
Interesting. You know what, this is the last segment of the show, and there's so many things I want to talk about. So real quickly, tell us about family constellation. I know that's going to be a hard task, but
okay. Yeah, it's a very you know, people get entranced by the work because it's so interesting. The major idea is that there'll be somebody who's going to do a constellation. That would be the person, let's say, who's it, and they pick people to represent the issue that we're working on. So it may be the mother and the father and themselves, and they pick representatives in the group to represent them and then set them up in the room for how it feels to be in that relationship. And the fascinating part starts then when these people stand and I say basically try and get out of your left brain, be in your body, pay attention to what is happening in the body. And typically people will start feeling things and saying things, it's hard to say this, but they kind of channel the person that they're representing. And they'll say things that people who are the person who's having it done for them will watch, so they get to be removed from the situation and really watch it, which I find is very healing because they get to witness what has happened and what happens in this dynamic. And a lot of times the result is the person goes, well, no wonder, you know, no wonder this has been so hard for me. They sort of see it and get it. So that would be the first step. They see it and get it. And then the people in the constel, the representatives move. Once we sort of see the dynamic and what it is, then the representatives move so that it feels like there's some resolution to it. And And typically when people do constellations, there's a result that you know, that you can definitely see, you know, where things feel different. Like I know the last one I did, it was involving my mother, and the next time I talked to my mother, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, she's like different.
And that's, you know, I've people who have done this, and a really good friend of mine and colleague, Guthrie Sion, who is part of my Tabula Rasa coaching team, he did it and said it was fantastic. And of course, someone from my yoga studios, which is who the person who's connected us, she's done it actually with you and could not get over. She was one of the people who was supposed to be representing someone. And she said she actually became this other personality.
Yeah.
And she said things she would never have said.
I know. It's very strange that way. You people typically feel different. My husband's a total skeptic. And when he did it, he was like playing somebody's brother. And he was like, oh, my God, I said things I never would have said. You know?
Yeah. So
yeah, it is. It's kind of eerie that way.
Right. You know, so the next one that you have coming up, the next family constellation workshop you have coming up is when?
It's in September, and can I get the actual date?
Can they find it on your website?
You know, I don't advertise this on my website, but I don't even know why I don't, but it's Sunday, the September 22nd.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you about that, they could contact you via the information.
Yeah, they could get to me through my website. And it starts at 10 and ends at 5. And so it's a one-day thing.
Yeah. I'll be in Italy, or I would be there, but I will catch the next one for sure. So let's quickly, we have about 3 minutes left, believe it or not. The show is almost over. Tell us a little bit about Train the Trainer. How long does it last? You know, how often are we in class? Is it at your home? Is it teleclass? How does it work?
Yeah, it's a year-long program, once every 2 months, one full day every 2 months, starting with a two-day session. And people have homework, so you will, in between sessions, get clients and work on people and work on yourself. And so you can, with this clear methodology, you can also clear yourself. You can work on yourself. That doesn't always work, because sometimes, you know, we don't feel comfortable going to places by ourselves, or we don't know exactly where to go or how to get there. But you know, we do practice that self method and practice on other people. And then in the class, I'm helping people to get to this right brain place and to practice the clear methodology and to really understand all that goes into that, you know, along with the muscle testing. And
And at the end, you give the piece of paper, the certification?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So just very quickly, give us your contact information so anyone out there is listening. And by the way, your book is going to be going to Martha Stradienko. She called in from New York City, so we'll be sending a book out to her shortly. So please give us your contact information. Anyone wants to reach you, how do they do it?
They can call me by on the phone at 610-469-2160. They could email me at julie@changeworksinc.com. That's changeworks with an S, INC.com. And there's also a contact page on my website. They can get to me through that.
And your email address is changeworksinc.com.
Mm-hmm, right, julie@.
Yeah. So thank you very much. This was very enlightening, and there was so much about the book and so much about your work that we haven't gotten into, so I'm going to definitely invite you back to be a guest later on.
Thanks, Karen. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. For everyone else, you've been listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back again next week. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.